is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to...
Next on News for the Soul, hand analysis with Christine. Christine is certified by the International Institute of Hand Analysis and says everyone is here in this life for specific reasons with a unique design defining how we see the world, what motivates us, and what challenges us. Our fingerprints, the only aspects of our hands that can't change, reveal our life, purpose, and more. She says hand analysis can help you create a life of purpose and meaning. Connect with us for your own hand reading with Christine, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Christine back to News for the Soul.
Hello, do we have Michal on the line?
Hey, Chris, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can. How are you?
Yay, I'm good. It's Saturday evening
awesome.
Here in Israel, but I'm really excited.
Yeah, what time is it there?
It's 9 p.m.
Oh, okay, not too late. I knew it was night, but okay, I was hoping it wasn't going to be near midnight. So, but okay,
yeah.
Well, that's still... I'm glad that you could join us late from Israel.
The time
very cool.
Sleepy, so we're good. Yeah.
Good. Very cool. So, you ready to jump into this?
Yes, I am super excited and I'm ready.
Cool. Well, I have been spending the last couple of hours with your handprints, and there are so many different ways we can go here. You have a lot of stuff going on in your hands.
Nice.
So. The first thing I'll say is when I saw your handprints, I was a little bit surprised that, like, they were not what I expected. Not that I obviously don't know you very well, but from the little bit that I've gotten to know you, your hands were not what I expected.
Wow.
So, but, you know, it's hard for me to even explain why at this point, but maybe by the time we get done, you might understand that. But anyway, let me start by asking you a few questions, okay? So, what does freedom mean to you? Or how important is freedom to you? Either one of those questions.
Okay, I think having freedom is super important for me. Like, I don't like feeling like I'm tied down and don't have my freedom to just change my mind if I want to, like... That's kind of how my overall spirit is, I think. Does that answer your question or should I go more into it?
Well, I mean, if you have anything more, so do you feel like, what I mean by that is, I'll tell you why I asked this question and maybe we can get a little further, more of an answer. So,
okay.
I'm going to get specific with a lot of things, but for now I'm taking like more of a, overall view of some of the things I see in your hands. And one of the themes I see over and over again, this theme of freedom versus control. Like this is a theme in your life. And you may not be aware of it, but I'll tell you what I mean by that. So if I don't even go any further, can you even relate to that in some way?
When you say control, like my feeling to need to control things or being controlled?
More like being controlled. Like, I'll give you an example. All right, for example, one of the big things that reasons that I say this. Okay, there are several different markings in your hands that tell me this. But here's I'll jump right into the hands and I'll tell you why I'm saying this. So for one thing, you have on both hands, pretty much. Let's see, yeah, both hands. But excuse me, I'm looking mainly at your left hand right now. You have one marking at the bottom of your hand that's right, if you look at the base of your hand, right in the middle, like right above your wrist, there's kind of a, how do I describe it? It's like a bubble. It's sort of a big bubble. I don't know if you can see it, but it's more on your left hand, I think. Anyway, that bubble is called a burden of expectation. And this indicates feeling, so it's right at the base of the hand and it's right where the lifeline starts. Lifeline is about your connection to your family of origin and things like that, or your root chakra, your body, mm-hmm. Your safety, things like that. And the burden of expectation suggests feelings of feeling like you need to do things for other people, not necessarily, and generally it would be parents, but it may not mm-hmm. only be parents. So can you like relate to even that before I even go further?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so first you have that, and the thing is, and you know, this doesn't mean that. So the other thing is, looking at your hands, I don't know how well you're doing with any of these markings without a conversation. Like, you know, this might have been a much bigger issue for you 10 years ago than maybe right now. It's like a non-issue. That's why we have to have a conversation to understand where you're at. But the fact that this is in your hands says that this has been an issue in your life. Okay. And
Definitely in the past. Like, I can see how it still like plays out a little bit now, but that was a huge theme, like people pleasing, needing to do everything for other people. That was definitely mm-hmm. my life. Yeah.
Okay. And so you have that, and then there's another line that's, we'll try to describe where it is. So can you see the marking on your hand that I was just talking about? The burden of expectation.
Okay, so
it's a big
it's
bubble right at the base of.
Yeah. What do you mean by a bubble?
So it's kind of like a, I don't know how else to describe it. It's sort of like a teardrop shape, like a, no, it's not a circle. It's more, it's like right at the base of your, in the middle of your palm, at the bottom, right above your wrist. If you can't see
okay.
it, I mean,
I
you know,
see,
I'll mark up some handprints
like,
and I'll email them to you later if and show you what I'm talking about. If you can't,
yeah,
see.
That would
so
be
then,
cool. I see like a little bit of like two lines, like splitting off from each other, but I don't see the curvature
okay.
at the bottom to make
well,
a bubble.
I, you know,
yeah.
later I'll email you, so, you know, a diagram with some of these things, and I'll highlight them. But trust me, it's there. Okay. And so anyway, but also, now there's another line that comes through it. And so this other line I'm talking about, it starts in, or the moon of your hand is the lower area opposite your thumb side. So look at the side opposite your thumb and go to the lowest part of your hand. Okay, that area
okay.
is called the moon. The moon of the hand mm-hmm. is the area of intuition, spiritual connection, your core identity, things like that. So now you have a line, curved line coming from the moon that curves across the hand and goes right across the top of that bubble and into the other side, like the side where your thumb is. It's a kind of a long line that goes, curves around and goes across. And again, I will highlight this and send it to you so you know what I'm talking about. But this
okay.
line is called it's called a via lascivia. You actually have quite a few of these on both hands.
Mm-hmm.
The via lascivia is it's kind of an escape line. It says it shows a desire to run away, whether it means physically or escape. You know, it could be good, it could be bad. I mean, negatively, it could be getting into drugs and, you know, bad stuff. It could mean wanting to travel. In a positive sense, it could mean exploring unusual things that other people, most people don't do, like getting into things like that Joe Dispenza does, for example, okay? Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
it could just be like a need to explore the unusual, okay?
Mm.
And you have,
yeah.
like, there's one big long one, but then there underneath there are several more, and on the other hand, there are several also. Like this is a, you know, you've got a lot of these saying, I have a desire to escape, to get away, to, you know, to find something, you know, just to do things unusually, okay? And but so the thing is, those two markings right there are opposites. There's the first one I talked about is the, I feel like I have to do things that other people expect of me. And then this one is,
mm-hmm.
but I need to go do my things. So right there, those two things are like a contradiction, and that's kind of a that's a challenge. It's freedom versus control, and so that's
yeah.
one of the you know. But I see it several other times in your hands. So this is why I was
mm-hmm.
asking about like you know what is freedom about for you? Like how you know do you feel like you are at this point able to go do what you want to do without worrying about the expectations of others.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that you brought that up. It's basically been it's been a transition in my life. Like, you know, historically I was just a super people pleaser, just doing everything to make people happy and to make them think that I've done a good job and all of that. And it's been like a slow transition out of that. And so now mm-hmm. I'm able to so much more tune into like what I want, what I need, what I desire to do and create and explore. But then there's also, you know, remnants in that voice of like, you know, I feel myself getting pulled back to like, ooh, how to, you know, do things for other people. But then it's like, ooh, no, we got to stay in my lane. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's an ongoing growth and learning process. But yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Yeah.
Good. I mean, so just even being aware of it, it helps to like be able to make decisions based on, you know, what you actually want to do. And in fact, and I am going to get into your fingerprints and life purpose and stuff, but I just, you know, I just have to start here just because, but just before I move on to other things, I want to like show another thing that is kind of a, see, things in the hands repeat, because in case you missed the message over here, it's going to show up over here and over here, right? We have we have things that repeat in the hands, and we have things that contradict in the hands, because our hands reflect our life, and our lives are complicated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But another thing in your hands that is kind of, it's not exactly a repeat, but it's similar, a similar theme is as far as the control piece. This is, let's see, both of your hands. Now, let's see if how do I explain this? So where your headline and lifeline meet, and I'll explain where both of those are. So looking at your right hand, it's easier to see. So your lifeline is the one that kind of goes around your thumb, okay? And you have multiple lifelines, which is another issue we're going to talk about. So it doesn't matter which one you're looking at, but your lifeline is the line that goes kind of around your thumb, the clearest one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then your headline is the one that comes out from where that starts, like in between your index finger and thumb, and it goes mm-hmm. out kind of towards the middle of the hand, okay?
Okay.
Now, so you see those two lines?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where those two lines join on your hands, on both of them, the connection is very messy. Can you see? I mean, you don't have to be a hand reader to see. It's not a clean connection. There's lots of lines, and it's just really messy. Do you see what I mean? Just looking at your hands?
Not exactly. I don't know, because I'd see, like, the main lines, but I don't know how many of these smaller, teeny, tiny lines I should be paying attention to.
All right, maybe we'll have to do a Zoom session, and either way, I'll send you a handprint and mark up what I'm talking about. But again, trust me, and I will show you later. But the connection there is very messy, and not only messy, it's almost like the beginning of your headline is kind of missing, which is it's interesting, and it so one of the things that could indicate is actually, let me back up and say why I started to talk about this is the long lifeline and headline connection in general. That's the other thing. They're connected for a long time, even whether it's messy or not, the connection. Those are connected for a long time. Like if you go look at other people's hands, you'll see generally they come to a point, like to a V. Some people, they're totally separated. Some people like yours and mine are very connected before they separate. The long connection is a very strong connection to family, which doesn't necessarily mean it's a good connection, but what it could be good or not. The fact that it's messy tells me that there were probably challenges in the family, but it tells me that because it's such a long connection there, you have this kind of it's kind of a dependency in your mind to probably your family of origin or some other group that very likely can influence your decisions, which is similar to what I was talking about with the burden of expectation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, being conscious of it is the best thing you can do about that, is like when you're making a decision about things, just check in with yourself and say, is this really me, what I want, or is this what would be expected of me?
Right.
That, that's the thing to just keep in mind. It's like, who's making the decisions for you, you know? Anyway, I could go on forever about the lines in your hands, and I will come back to some more, but I bet you want to hear about what's in your fingerprints. That's where your life purpose is, and your life lesson. So if I were to ask you, what's your life purpose, do you have a thought on that?
I definitely feel like I'm here to bring wisdom, spiritual teachings, expand people's minds, expand people's perspectives, and just, something along those lines. That's what I definitely feel.
Well, I think those are really cool things, and those are great bonuses, but that's not what I say your purpose is. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be doing those things. That might just be the form it takes, okay?
Nice.
What I see as your purpose is more is actually simpler in some ways, not necessarily easier to do. And it's also definitely connected to what you said, because those things that you're going to do fit under the umbrella of your purpose is creative expression in the spotlight.
In the spotlight?
Yeah, and I'll explain what I mean by that. So, you know, your life's purpose can be on one finger or two or three or like all of them. It's just wherever your highest ranked fingerprints are. Yours is on one finger, and that's your right Apollo, which is your right ring finger. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's so, and that is Apollo is about creative expression. So the nickname for this is the artist in the spotlight. But some people get all, you know, weird about artists. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to be a painter, a musician. It's whatever your creative expression is. Okay.
Right.
And but because it's on your right hand, we bring in the spotlight piece of it, which means on top of just doing your creative expression, whatever that is, it's the spotlight is really important. It's being seen and for your creative expression. You need applause, approval, and appreciation for your creative for your creativity.
Yes.
So on a soul level, you need to be seen. You need to be, you know, in what we call the spotlight.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
So there's all kinds of fun things that come along with this. And the thing is, you know, it may, in some ways, I said it's simple. It's not an easy purpose for a lot of reasons, which I'll get to. But you also have a lot of challenges to get there, which we're going to talk about as many as we can. But as far as the Apollo life purpose, one of the things about this is it comes with what we call tomato fears, which is imagine you're standing on stage and people are throwing rotten tomatoes at you, right?
Ooh.
It's the paralyzing fear of rejection that stops you from being seen.
Yeah.
So any kind of Apollo markings have tomato fears built in. And tomato fears can take the form of, you know, of saying, I'm not creative, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do, stage fright. It could be like any level of hiding out because you're afraid to be seen. Now, I happen to know, not that I, you know, again, I don't know you very well for people listening. I only know you from a Facebook group. but I've seen that you are speaking, and you, so you are putting yourself in the spotlight, which is amazing, and that's awesome because that's what you need to be doing to be fulfilling your purpose. But let me ask you, has that always come easy for you, or did you have to work very hard to be able to do that?
Ooh, you know, it was easier when I was younger, and then everything kind of flipped upside down in my life, and then I was, like, super recluse, withdrawn, like, just that fear of rejection was, like, super amplified to the 100% level. So, that's something I went through, like, 2016, and then ever since then, it was, like, a process of healing and getting more comfortable, being in the spotlight, because I know, like, I want to be in the spotlight. So it's like just working on my inner world, working on myself, growing, getting more comfortable. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, yeah, it's a process, and it's so it's
yeah.
Even every time you do it, it still takes some. You know, it's not easy, but it's easier, right? It gets easier every time you do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's to be expected. And by the way, Apollo is the most common life purpose, either alone or in combination with other life purposes. But having just that one alone is, you know, that's everything. It's being seen for, you know, being, you know, whatever your creativity is. And so if you bring in the things that you said you believe your purpose is, those things that you want to share, that's what you're sharing in the spotlight. And that's a perfect, that's perfectly appropriate, you know, as your creative expression, the way you do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
awesome.
What can get in the way of this? Well, so many things, but I'm going to go directly to your life lesson.
Really?
I mean, besides
I'm
the
excited.
Built-in, yeah, well, there's the built-in, like I said, the tomato fear is built in with, you know, there's any life purpose has what we call the life purpose inverse, and Apollo's life purpose inverse is what I was talking about. It's, you know, tomato fear covers it all. It's hiding out. I'm not good enough. I don't want to be seen. All those things. So that's part of one of the challenges. But then we also have a life lesson, and yours, yours gets complicated for, let's see, because, all right, let me just back up a little bit and tell you and anybody listening, the three elements in your fingerprints are your life purpose, your life lesson, and your life school. All right, and I'm going to talk about your life lesson and your life school, but excuse me, I'll get back to your life lesson in a minute. I just want to talk about the life school. There are four life schools: peace, wisdom, love, and service. Everybody is in one of these life schools, just depending on how many of which type of fingerprints you have. All right, and some people are in more than one life school. And whichever life school you're in really influences everything in your life. And I think of it like a filter that colors your world. So it's really like, you know, somebody in the school of peace with a creativity, life purpose, and somebody in the school of love, they're going to be, it's going to be a very different story. Okay, so before I get to your life lesson, let's go to your life purpose. I'm sorry, your life school. Because where your life lesson is, it's where your lowest rank fingerprints are. And that happens to be also where the fingerprints are that indicate your life school. And your life school is a big deal. I mean, yours in particular, because you're in, well, actually, I know you don't know what they mean, but again, they are peace, wisdom, love, and service. Do you want to take a wild guess which one you might be in?
Ooh, okay, so it's peace, love, wisdom, and service.
Wisdom and service, yes. Now, remember, this is the life school where you have things to learn.
Okay.
Any guess?
I don't know. I feel like it could be
it's
all
okay.
of them. I don't know.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. We are all here to learn the lessons in all of the life schools. So you're right as far as that. But the ones that our fingerprints are imprinted with, that's the lessons that – those are your bigger lessons, the one you're going to have more of. And you don't need to guess. It's okay. I'll tell you. So you're in the school of peace. It's all right. You're in the school of peace, and peace is a big deal. It really is a big deal because that means you're here to find – you're here on a journey of finding inner peace. If I'm here to find inner peace, what kind of circumstances would you expect to find me in? Anything but peaceful, chaos, and stress, right? How do you learn peace? By experiencing the opposite, or maybe creating the opposite. Okay, so I would expect your life to be challenging, difficult, chaos, stress, or at least up until some point when you start figuring out that maybe you're creating some of that and you don't like it anymore. Can you relate to any of that?
What I was saying before, where everything was good until my life kind of turned upside down, like, wow, that's really where I started to go through the school of peace. And I mean, it was a school. I had to learn, you know, all about my inner world and develop skills and tools and grow and explore my inner world, like all of that was a big school for me, yeah.
Well, the thing about it is you're not done with this school. You're in this school for your life. And
yeah.
So it's going to come up again, but hopefully you get better at it over time. And the thing is, and when you recognize,
yeah.
So the school of peace is associated with the arch fingerprint. This is one of the more rare life schools. You only need two arches to be in the school of peace because it's a more rare fingerprint type. And you have three of them. And excuse me. And so school of peace is connected to it's an earth element. It's connected to the body. It's about learning to feel safe in your body and on the planet. And so for school of peace people, for anybody, of course, but especially for you being in the school of peace, you really want to make sure you have ways of dealing with stress that are healthy, which apparently, you know, obviously that sounds like what you're talking about, that you've been learning. Oh, you know, and the thing is, and I think it's awesome that you think you're there, but you're not done. You're going to keep learning.
I would say my school started when all of that started going upside down. That's when my school started. I wouldn't say I'm done though. You know,
no, you're not
you're
done.
You're never really done. There's always more to grow and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how old you are, but I know you're young, and this is you're it's far from over, and I'm not trying to scare you, but it's good to be aware and to pay attention so that when things happen, it helps to go, oh, that's just the piece, that's the arches,
yeah.
You know, and it's good to have a plan for when that happens, things to do to help keep you grounded. Some kind of meditation or exercise or being in nature, like whatever the things are that get you connected to your body, especially is very important. You know, those things.
Nice.
Because, you know, you hopefully have a long life ahead of you and stresses are going to happen. So it's important to be able to pay attention to, especially to realize when you might be creating it. Also when, you know, sometimes shit just happens and, you know, and what do you do when that happens? And you can panic. You can go do a lot of things that are not the best way to deal with them. But, you know, and again, even being aware doesn't mean you're always going to make the right choice in the moment. But the awareness helps you to do that more often over time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you're not alone here. We all have the things that we're working on over time. And, so anyway, I think it's awesome you feel like you're really there in a good place at this point. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But be aware, you're not done. So now I'm going to go to where the arches are. Those particular fingers are where your life lesson is. And what that is, and so your life lesson is a tough one too. So I like to think of it, and I can't prove this, but I think an empowering way to look at your fingerprints is that the bigger you, that your soul, chose these fingerprints to come here. Your fingerprints indicate what you came here to learn and do in this life. And so you might forget right now that you chose to learn these things, but you can play victim, feel like a victim, that you got dealt a crappy hand, or you can say, well, I chose a pretty tough ride this time because I wanted to learn some hard things, right? So the peace is a hard one to choose, and your life lesson's a tough one. I mean, there are no easy life lessons, but this one's the tough one. And what yours is, it's on three fingers, and I'll tell you the nickname for it, and then I'm going to break it down for you, okay? We call it Mr. Not Enough. And it comes from both index fingers, which are Jupiter. Jupiter is about power. So right Jupiter is feeling powerless, giving your power away. Left Jupiter is about boundary issues. It's black passions, shame, victimization, numbness. Like they're all kind of connected. So it can be being an actual victim or just feeling like a victim, but it really, it's definitely about boundary issues. So that's all Jupiter, your index fingers, but then also you have your left middle finger, which is Saturn. So Saturn Left Saturn is about self-worth issues, guilt and self-worth. So we put these together, and it's like there's not enough time, there's not enough money, I'm not good enough, there's never enough, like whatever flavor it is, this, you know, this week, this year, whatever, it can change.
Yeah.
But it's the feeling of I'm not good enough or any of those things, but you, the stronger focus for you is the boundary issues. So
you listed off like a few descriptions of boundary issues. Can you repeat that?
Yeah.
So
left Jupiter is about personal power. So personal power translates to, it could be blocked passions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, or it can be, unclear boundaries. So letting people like being like feeling like a victim or being a victim. Either way, just feeling like it's for me. Okay. But it could be actually being abused or being the abuser, but it's more likely being abused in some way or feeling like you are. But it may not even be that extreme, but it might be more about, not knowing when to say no, not being good at like you were saying, being a people pleaser. It can take any range of this, and over the thing is your life lesson is a repeating pattern that happens throughout your life. And the details are going to be different, but the theme is generally the same, which is what I'm talking about here. This is your theme. And usually, so our life lesson tends to be our blind spot. And when we are being triggered by it, we're not usually aware of it. It's, when you're feeling like a victim, and feeling like, you're not good enough or, whatever versions of these things are coming up for you, it's very real for you. And a lot of times what will happen with your life lesson is somebody close to you might be able to see, oh, there she goes again, she's doing that again, or why don't you just do this and that and the other thing? And you may not be able to see the options because you're being triggered by your life lesson. But the awareness of it can definitely help you to recognize it when it shows up, because it's going to show up again. Okay. Nobody's getting away. When people say to me, oh yeah, I used to have that life lesson, but I learned it now and now I'm done with it, I just have to laugh because that's not how it works.
Lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not done. No, we're not done. Yep. So can you relate to this life lesson as a theme in your life?
Yeah, definitely. Like even just growing up, like I was just born into this life lesson. I can definitely see that.
Well, yeah, you definitely were born into it. Yeah, that's how it is. You had these fingerprints since before you were born, so that this is what you came here to learn for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the peace thing? Do you feel so? A lot of people in the school of peace, they come into this life not feeling safe. And a lot of times it's very, very real, unsafe situations. But even if it looked all, rosy from the outside, a lot of people in the school of peace will say they've never really felt safe in their body. Can you relate to that or not really? Yeah.
Definitely when I was younger, I think around after graduating high school, I developed more of a confidence in myself. But definitely in childhood, it was kind of a rough upbringing. So definitely not feeling safe in my body. That's something that got instilled in me from childhood.
Well, and that's what I would expect, because that's what you signed up for. So anyway, so that's your fingerprints, but I'm keeping an eye on the time. We're still good, but I want to make sure that I cover some of the other important things here. Just gonna grab a drink here. So let's see, what else are we going to do with you? All right, so like I said, your life purpose is simple but not necessarily easy. And especially, and for you, and I feel like the little bit that I've seen you doing, being in the spotlight, I feel like that's awesome. You are doing it. But I also see a lot of challenges in your hands, so which tells me that good for you. You're overcoming a lot, and you're doing it anyway, which is awesome. you maybe you have, you probably have higher levels of where to go with your purpose. And you probably do because, like I said, I know you're kind of young and so you still have lots more to do.
Yes.
And so I want to look at some of the things I see getting in your way. And we've already talked about some of them, like your life lesson and the School of Peace. Those are big deals. But I also, in your palms, I see things like, okay, so these are some of the things that I told you I was a little surprised when I saw up, just because the way I see you present yourself is fairly confident and together. These hands don't necessarily look like that to me. So I mean, good for you. Yeah, so for example, your headline, especially on your left hand in particular, wobbly. And so your headline talks about how you think. And so your headline, again, is the line, if you look at your left hand, in between your index finger and your thumb, all right, the line that goes like, it's about halfway between those two and it goes across your palm.
Mm-hmm.
You see that line?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It kind of, you see, it's not like a straight, smooth line or a curvy line. It just, it's like jagged. It goes here and then it goes down and then it goes up and then it goes down. Do you see how it does that? We'll have to get on a Zoom call, and I'll have to highlight it for you. But it's very kind of not broken, but it's wobbly. It's like it's kind of jerky. It's up and down, and so anyway, it looks like a wishy-washy thinking. Like it's making me wonder: are you stuck? Are you stuck between – well, it brings me back to the very first part of the conversation with the burden of expectation and the via lascivia, which is about freedom versus control.
It's such an inner back and forth. Like, yes, it's an ongoing process of growth, but that inner back and forth is definitely there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's making me wonder, like – well, actually, and so everything, you know, comes back to your life lesson and your purpose is everything. That what you want to be doing. So I feel like, are you able to come to clear conclusions about, number one, that freedom thing versus the being controlled thing? And do you have a consistent creative outlet that you've been able to feel good about over time?
Yeah.
In fact, that's a real question for you. Do you feel like you do?
That's a good question. It definitely feels like there's the creativity in me that just wants to burst out, but then there's that thought of like, oh, but does this fit within what I've been told needs to be created? Or like, so there's like a self-censoring in a way, but yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Like, you know, just having that creative outlet and without attachments or expectations as to like what this is for, what is to happen with this. It's like just being free to express myself. Yeah. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. And so that's what I'm seeing as like the challenge with your headline. I see you as an extremely sensitive person, could be good, could be challenging. And one of the, I see it in a lot of places, but in particular, I'm looking at, both hands. Yeah, both hands, but especially the left hand. You have what we call girdles of Venus, which are at the very top of your hand, like kind of right under your fingers. You can see there's like kind of curved lines. You see where I'm talking about? You've got several of them, like it kind of makes a ring. Yeah, those are girdles of Venus, which are above your heart line. Your heart line talks about your emotional style. This is like extra emotional energy. It could be even like being, empathic. It could be feeling other people's feelings, right? But it also could be it can be associated with obsessive worrying. It's just being like very overly emotional and overly worrying, and which can be connected to the tomato fear thing. like, you know, about what should I create, and, you know. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, it's not good or bad. It's just, it's good to understand this is all how you're built. It's who you are. And just being, again, being aware of it can help.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to catch yourself,
yeah,
if you're being obsessive and whatever, and, you know, finding a way to stop that. Do you think,
yeah,
you do that? Like the negative self-talk going in a loop sometimes?
I guess I'm at the point where I don't really let my mind just take over and go in a loop, but I do notice the strong emotion. So now,
mm-hmm,
I, you know, whenever the emotions come up, I just sit with them and let them process. So, but yes, I am super emotional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad thing. It's just, it's good to know how to protect yourself, you know, from other people's energies and your own, you know, running away with things that aren't going to serve you, obviously, right?
Right.
So let me see. I've got so many notes here. I'm looking at what is – oh, okay. Here's – yeah. Okay, so I've talked about some challenges, but I want to talk about some strengths, some resources, because, you know, yes, your purpose is, you know, the ultimate, what you want to do. You've got some resources to help that. And let's see. Let me go to – I'll talk about two things first. So you have two gift markings. Gift markings are line formations that indicate extra potential talent in different areas, like intuition or problem solving, or there's 18 different ones that you could have in your hands. Most people
okay.
don't have any. So to have even one gift marking is a big deal.
Wow.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, if you don't have a gift marking for, say, intuition, it doesn't mean you're not intuitive. The reason it's good to know if you have a gift marking is because they come with penalties for underuse. Okay, so
better use those
but,
gifts.
That's exactly it. So you've got a little Apollo star. So remember, we talked about Apollo connected with your purpose. Right?
Yes.
Your purpose is Apollo, creativity. You on your left hand, it's very little. You probably can't see it, but like I said, when we'll get together another time, or I'll send you an email with highlighted things. It's
yes.
on the palm of your hand under your ring finger on your left hand is where it is. And it's a 6-pointed star. And
cool.
You know, once I were to show it to you, then you would be able to see it. But it'd be hard for me to explain more than that where it is. But an Apollo star is the old Thomas used to call it fame and fortune in the arts, but it's basically, it's just more about, it's reinforcing your purpose again. It's an explosion of creative energy. It's again saying, if you missed it in your fingerprints, it's right here. You need to do something creative and be seen, get out in the spotlight. You know, it's creative expression, you know, so
yeah.
it's one of these, a repeat of your purpose. Okay. But again, it's not much different from what I said with the purpose. It's like, as far as the penalty, it's really just the tomato fears again, nothing new. So it's just that, it's just a reinforcement of your purpose. All right.
Okay, cool.
But, and then the other gift marking you have is a Saturn star. Saturn is the middle finger. Same thing. It's a 6-pointed star under the middle finger. And Saturn star is... The nickname for it is the wealth generator or the Midas touch. So this says that, another thing about it is it says that you have the capacity to make money a lot of times. One of the problems here is you're very good at helping other people make money, but what about you? That's
yeah.
the thing to be careful about, right?
Yeah.
But it's also about being a great resource for people. Okay.
Oh.
And I guess the penalty for this, what we call the student path, you can say master path or student path for anything we talk about in hand, and the student path for the Saturn star would be, you familiar with the story of the Midas story and the Midas touch, where King Midas, everything
great,
he touched turned to gold?
Okay, cool.
Well, yeah, except, like, I don't even remember the story that well. Maybe you want to look it up, but the gist of it is, I think then he, like, turned his daughter to gold or something like that. It's like it backfired on him. But the point of it is the challenge is being a great resource for everybody else and not yourself. So that's the thing to be careful about. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, those are great resources. Gift rocking is a great resource if you use them. And it says you have this ability to for exceptional creative expression and wealth generation, which is awesome.
Okay.
So if the tomato fears kick in, then just remember that you've also got, you know, these gift markings saying, no, you got to get out there and do it. okay. And so also, other resources you have, let's see. Okay. We've got a few more minutes. So this will be, let's see, I'm looking at my notes. Tell you what it is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Two gift markings, and now you're moving on to a different resource, right?
Yes. Those are the only gift markings you have. You only have those two. But also, these, like I said, I see a lot of things that are challenging in your hands. Besides your life lesson, which everybody has a life lesson, the headline is challenge. Oh, you have multiple lifelines, which is a challenge, can be a challenge. I can get back to that, but I want to talk about the strengths. So the gift markings can be a strength, but also another strength you have is, it's probably hard for you to see, but trust me, again, the shape of your hands, the shape of your left hand in particular, maybe both actually, you see how each finger has three sections, right? The lower, middle, and upper section. The middle sections of your fingers are your strongest sections, especially Jupiter is the index finger and Saturn is the middle finger. So strong middle and Jupiter together make up what we call the tycoon. Okay, and so the thing is, the middle sections indicate the material world. So really strong, square, and like I don't know how it looks on your actual hand, but the way it printed on the handprint is what matters to me right here, because this is what I see. And the way it's printed, nice and square and strong, says that you have the desire and ability to create excellence in your material world. Is that true?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like that's probably very important to you, right? You like want to be excellent.
Yeah.
You want to and so that's a great resource for you. That's just, you know, that's a personality thing. That's who you are. Is, you know, you want things and are able to make things excellent in your material world.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. That's helpful. Okay. Getting back to, I just mentioned your multiple lifelines. Not sure what that's about, but most people have one. But basically, it could be look at two ways. It's a search for place, which I see a search for place in a couple of places in your hands. I see it in the multiple lifelines, and I also see it in, I talked about, oh, I'm sorry, one second here. That's my timer. I'm going to wrap it up soon. But the beginning of your lifeline, the headline where I told you it's kind of messy, that's a search for place also, but especially like in your career world. But but also the multiple lifelines tells me that you need a quest. You need a mission, like something to put your energy into. Otherwise, you might be kind of floundering and being like wishy-washy, like your headline. so you get clear on your goals and your creative, you really want to have a creative goal, clear creative goals to put your energy into, because that's where your purpose is.
Yeah.
I would add in the things that you said as far as the spiritual things that you want to feel like you're here to teach people.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, I know I've dumped a lot of stuff on you. Do you have thoughts or questions at this point?
This was really amazing. So in depth, so helpful to, really shed some light on things and to become more aware of different things. So, I've been taking notes throughout this whole thing. So, this has been so amazing. Thank you.
Good. Good. Any questions?
I think that's all. Definitely a lot for me to digest.
Yeah, I'm sure. can I ask you a question? I'm just curious. How long have you been in Israel, and why did you go there?
I moved here 5 years ago, and I decided to move here. Like, you know how I said in 2016, my life kind of turned upside down. So, that was just really rough, and I ended up just feeling like I needed to get away from people's expectations and find my own path, figure myself out, and just have time and space to focus on myself and my own healing. So moving to Israel was a way to, first of all, quit my engineering job and do an MBA in Israel. And then also get away, you know, at the time. Now I'm, like, just generally spiritually open-minded, but at the time I was religious Jewish. And so I needed to just get away from the religious community because it just felt very toxic and judgmental. Israel was really just a place for me to have a fresh start, have time and space to focus on me and just be free, really. And I've loved it here, and I've just stayed. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was wondering if that was, like, if that fit into the, you know, needing to escape picture, and it sounds like that's what it was, huh?
Yeah,
and, but you feel
exactly.
Like, so you feel like you're going to stay there?
Yeah. I mean, I came to Israel, like, 8 different times before I moved here, and the final time that I visited, you know, was already when that hard time in my life had started, and I just felt so free and liberated here, and I was just like, I need to live here, and I moved here, and I just love it, you know. I don't feel like I need to leave yet, so, yeah.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. I hope you have found this to be useful and interesting.
Yes,
and
of course.
Yeah,
so
and I would just say to just like kind of put everything in a nutshell for you, I would say if you can stay consistently towards the same creative objective over time, you're likely to do excellent. And that's important for you to kind of remember that, like, and while being aware of all those other things that can get you, like, your life less and the peace and all that stuff. But for you to focus on the goal is the, you know, purpose is, you know, that's the creative expression. Because when you're doing that, then you're living your purpose, you know?
Awesome. I always feel so amazing when I just let that creative expression shine. I'm like, wow, I'm so lit up about life. Like, why don't I do this all the time?
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's what you're here for. So I want to thank you so much for being with me today, and I'll be in touch with
you.
Like I said, you're welcome. I'll be in touch and send out like a marked up thing with your handprint so you can know the things that I was pointing to and so you can understand it better. Okay. All right. Well,
this was amazing.
You take care. I'll be in touch. Take care.
Thanks. You too, Chris.
Okay.
Bye bye.
You're welcome. Bye. So if anybody else is still listening, I would just like to say that if you would like to have your hands read on the air, you can email soulnews@gmail.com to have your hands read for free, like I just did with Michal. If you would like to have your hands read privately, you can email me at christine@yourcreativepurpose. Either way, you need to send your mailing address so that I can send you a hand printing kit. And then I'll get you on the calendar. If you want your hands read privately, say that you heard me on News for the Soul radio for a 33% off discount. Also, please join my Facebook group, The Art of Living on Purpose. Thank you for listening. Bye.